Oh, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has really enjoyed working with the fix bean. I had to readjust and rethink and challenge my skills here to really get the best out of this blend. Because the blend itself, with this blend of being Sumatran, Ethiopian, and Brazilian, sounded so promising that I had to give it my all to really get the best out of these beans. So, grind adjustment, dosing adjustment, temperature adjustment. Absolutely crucial to get the best out of these beans. The roast itself a bit darker than what I've been used to lately. That's why the adjustments had to be done. And I must say, I think my palate tells me that I've adjusted them quite well now. Extraction time itself, 27 seconds, perfect. Creaminess coming out, oozing out of the naked portafilter, coming down into my lovely red espresso cup. So here I am. I did a double shot. I've also done the crema test because there was a lot of crema sitting on top and Guinness effect happening as well. Everything beautiful. The crema bounced back really well. For those who don't know what a crema test is, you take a little spoon and you push the crema away, and then the crema should actually bounce back very, very quickly and easily and become a uniform surface again on the top of your espresso. Now, the taste itself, and that's to be expected, less variety in the notes, I would say, than the single origins that I've been trying in the past, which were also roasted a little lighter than these particular beans have been roasted to. This profile is espresso and probably espresso only. This will really take very well to milk, and my next extraction, I will obviously put milk to it and then see what it tastes like. Now, the espresso itself, on the mouth, smooth, creamy, nice velvety mouthfeel. But I'm missing a little bit of the notes that I've been used to. The palate needs to readjust, and I've made sure to drink lots of water between my extractions as well. So to really know that now I've got it, I've got the little sweetness out of it that I needed to extract to do this bean really justice. So it hits the palate really with coffee. You know you're drinking coffee right from the beginning. And then it just tails off to being quite, I mean, it's grounded right from the beginning. There's no high notes coming to the palate immediately. It's all pretty much grounded and nice, and it sits really well. At the end, you really have that coffee feeling that comes through, so that you know you've been having a strong coffee. Not so much strong in its caffeine, but strong in its flavor. Very nice. This one will take to milk like a dream, and I can't wait for my next extraction. And froth some milk and have a go with it.